Welcome, everyone, to another great episode of Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And I've got a gentleman today that serves in such a unique way that you all need to listen to. Give a chance. He's got a unique way of helping people, and he loves doing it. He's a definitely servant at heart. Keith, welcome to the show today.
All right, great. It's good to be here. Thank you, Steve.
And we're just talking Atlanta, Georgia. It's nice out there today on April 22nd.
Beautiful day here.
It's a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful show because you have so much to offer. You're a hypnotist, and I've been practicing that word all morning, so I say it right. But you're much more than that. Let's talk about that. We can talk about what you do as well.
Well, you think about saying the word hypnotist, try spelling it. At one point, I thought the biggest challenge of becoming a clinical hypnotist was actually being able to spell it. In fact, I started out saying hypnotherapist. I said, no, I can't spell that, so I'll just be a hypnotist.
So you said clinical. So let's jump on that word. That's interesting to me because I hear a lot of people say I'm a hypnotist and that they stop there.
Well, the reason I say clinical is because most people, when they think of hypnosis, they think of what they have seen on television and movies or on cruise ships. You know, the guy or the girl inviting 25, 30 people up on stage and doing, 2 hours of very silly, what we call hypnosis phenomena for the entertainment of the audience and frankly, for the entertainment of the hypnotist. it's an incredibly funny, enjoyable experience. And if I had started hypnosis earlier in my life, I would have learned to do that because I am, total confession, I am an exhibitionist. I am a performer. I like being in front of people and being a hypnotist on a stage. What a treat that would be. But that's entertainment hypnosis. I do not do that. I do clinical hypnosis where the client comes to me with an issue and we use hypnosis to help the client get beyond that issue, to resolve that issue.
And thank you for the differentiation of both, because I was wondering that and actually was going to ask that question. You know, is that stage person, is that real? I mean,
absolutely.
They really are doing what they're doing.
Here's the funny thing about stage hypnosis. If I invited 25 people to come on a stage, the first thing I know about those 25 people is that they are exhibitionists because they know what's going to happen. There's no surprises here. So you've got 25 people coming on stage who basically have a contract now with the hypnotist that you're going to put me on a stage and I'm going to play along. So yes, 25 people, 10 people will not be hypnotized. They will just be participating in an entertainment event. The rest of those people are in a trance. They have experienced hypnosis and they are in it for the hypnotic experience as opposed to the entertainment experience. So yeah, it's both. Some people are just playing along and some people are totally hypnotized.
And is that just happened naturally or are they told ahead of time?
No. It's all natural. That's an important thing about hypnosis. Hypnosis is a very natural phenomena. You have been hypnotized probably 3 or 4 times today. I have been hypnotized 2 or 3 times today. Everybody that's watching today has experienced hypnosis. You're driving along to a meeting. You arrive at your meeting, but you do not necessarily remember the details of the drive.
Yeah.
You were on autopilot.
Yeah.
That is a form of hypnosis. You go into a movie theater. You get your popcorn, your Coke. You sit down. The lights come down. And you start eating your popcorn. You're drinking your Coke. And 3 or 4 or 5 minutes later, you are into the movie. You are basically blocking out all the people around you. That's a form of hypnosis. You've got a kid who's playing a video game. You walk into the kid's room and say, hey, Bobby, it's time for... Bobby doesn't hear you. Bobby is hypnotized by the experience. All hypnosis is a radical focus on one thing. We do not normally focus on one thing during a day. We're focused on this. We're ping-ponging around life. But occasionally, we focus on one thing, like driving to a meeting. That meeting is the thing we're focused on. That's hypnosis.
Thank you so much, because I've always wondered and never got a true definition. That's why I wanted you on the show, because I think it's a powerful tool. Oh, well, you explained it perfectly. We're doing it every day because I was going to ask you examples. I'm glad you jumped into it. Now, you say clinical, and I'm going to start using that when I introduce you to people. But let's talk about what you can do with hypnosis from the clinical side. What different things are happening in our life that you can help What's the word? Right, give me that word.
Resolve.
Resolve. Thank you.
When I first started doing hypnosis, I said, you know, you're always looking for that. How do you explain to somebody what you do? Like at a networking event, what do you do? Well, I started out by saying, I help people who are stuck get unstuck. And the implication was that people who come to me are they're bright, they're intelligent, they're talented, they're smart, you know, they're good people, and they are not broken. They're just stuck. They've gotten to a point where they got something that's in the way, and they just need somebody to help them dissolve that and get on with their life. What are those things? There's 1,000 of those things. Most hypnotists will specialize in this. For instance, I right now am focused on helping people stop smoking. I did not choose that. For the first 3 years of my practice, I would not take on anybody who was a smoker. I probably needed to see a hypnotist about that. But I discovered that there were I didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I said, oh, it's a habit. You just in the words of that great psychiatrist, Bob Newhart, stop it. Just stop it. I had a client come to me. Well, they were referred to me by a friend of mine who owned a business. But I've got this employee who's got to stop smoking or he's going to die. You can't say no to that. So I took him on as a client and we talked and we became good friends. And I helped him stop smoking. And in the process, I saved his life. Nice. Then he said, I need for you to talk to my son because my son has issues. And he has tried to commit suicide. Mm. I'm thinking, geez, you know, we're up to here in serious stuff here. Yeah. This is not everyday goodies here. And so I worked with his son. So these two people became good friends of mine, and they allowed me to have the privilege of helping them and to being involved in something and helping them get this thing resolved. So I focus on helping people get resolution to the thing that's keeping them stuck. I'm sort of an unstuck specialist.
Yeah, no, I like that. And that thing that you're talking about is a blockage. Is that the right word? What would you, blockage.
You know, it could be toxic gambling. It's the thing that's keeping them from being over here and living the life they want. For some people, it's negative thinking. They cannot stop thinking negative thoughts. For some people, it's depression or anxiety or stress. For others, it is a self-image that is damaged, that, you know, a self-concept that they picked up when they were 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And they've carried this negative image with them, and it has impacted every single thing they do, even when they've been successful.
Yeah.
Successful in spite of this image that's sitting over here on their shoulder going, are you really sure about, you know, that's voices in the head, you know, the voices that we hear that are talking to us who are saying, do you really want to do, that's very dangerous. What makes you think you're going to be good at that? Look at all the stuff you've done before that you weren't good at. What makes you think you're going to be good at that? That's what a hypnotist does, is helps people deal with the things that are going on that are keeping them from enjoying the life they were meant to have.
My friends and family are going to love me to say this, but you had me speechless. Because those are powerful. Suicide and smoking where you're going to die, that's powerful. I'm asking, this is a big question. I always wanted to ask you this. I've known you for a while. Are you 100% successful, and how long does it take?
I am not 100% successful.
Okay, good.
Because there are a lot of moving parts in hypnosis. And, you know, I will say to a client, I will bring to this experience 100% of my part. But you're going to have to bring 100% of your part. Recently, I had a client who came to me for smoking. They said, I've got to stop smoking. And I interviewed them. One of the things I'm always looking for is how desperate is this person to stop smoking? People who are interested in stop smoking, I don't work with. Get back to me when you've got to stop smoking, because then that can be helpful. She signed up for 3 sessions. Normally, 1 session will do, but I always provide 3 in case the first one is not 100% effective. And if it is, they've got 2 more sessions. We can deal with something else. She didn't book her second session. And I called her up and said, you know, you got 2 more sessions. She said, it didn't work. Really? Well, you know, you didn't start smoking. You know, you've been smoking for 32 years. You didn't start smoking today. She said, yeah, but it didn't work. I said, but why don't we give it 2 more shots to see? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You paid for it. You do it on Zoom. It's the easiest thing you will ever do in your life, and it could be the very best thing you'll ever do in your life for yourself. It didn't work. Okay. But I'm here. So no, I'm not 100% successful.
No, and I said that probably the wrong way, but still, I'm glad you said that, because there's no 100% guarantee except for taxes and death, that crazy old phrase. But I like what you did, and that's why you have a servant's heart, and that's why I'm really resonate with you. If you reached out to her, you could have said, she paid for 3. Okay, she doesn't want the other 2, and you moved on with your life. She wouldn't have been unhappy. She wouldn't have referred you probably because it didn't work. But still, you went out of your way. Exactly. Because you want her to try to succeed.
That's right. My investment, the pleasure project, is from seeing a person smile, cry, or laugh because they've accomplished something that is radically important to them. Here's my belief. And I say this with the full knowledge that there will be 1,000 hypnotists who will say I'm wrong. I believe that most problems that we all face cause us to feel disappointed in ourselves. We get angry with ourselves. I'm a smoker and I can't stop. And by golly, I should be able to stop because I'm bright, I'm intelligent, I'm educated, I'm healthy, and that's the one thing in my life I can't stop. And I don't like that about myself.
Game changer when you fix that.
Yeah.
I can see people crying, laughing.
All of a sudden, they're going, I'm in control again.
Yeah.
I've got control of this piece of my life that was just out of control, and I was embarrassed by it.
Control is a big thing nowadays too, after COVID, and your timing could be better for Keith Ivey when it comes to hypnotist and the control. So is 3 the max, or say I'm your client and we get to the 3rd one, you might be close of taking that blockage or that what's blocking them away. Would you go longer if need be? Have you ever done that?
The most interesting client I've ever had, at least from this point of view, was a cognitive therapist. This is a person who sees 10 clients a day in talk therapy. And she comes to me and I'm thinking, what would a therapist be doing coming to a hypnotist? And she explained, she said, I am so into what I'm doing that it is really messing up my mind. I know how to have these conversations with other people, but the conversations I'm having with myself are not healthy. I saw her for 12 sessions, not because I thought she needed them, but because she chose, she wouldn't quit. I think maybe she's becoming addicted to hypnosis. I don't know. but she did 12 sessions. And now we meet every month on Zoom because after 12 sessions, we became good friends.
Yeah.
And so when she comes to Atlanta, we go to Moxie Burger and have hamburgers. So, you know, Yeah, I would go as long as the client perceives that they need. I will say at the end of a session, at the end of 3, I'll say, we've completed 3 sessions, and one of 2 things has happened. You either at this very moment feel that you are complete, or you don't. If you are complete, I hope that I will never, ever see you again related to this issue. But if you ever need me, you'll know where to find me. But if you're not complete, what would you like to do now? And the client decides if they want to go forward with another session, another three, another, you know, whatever. So
whatever needed.
The client is always in control.
Well, for my audience and anybody out there, if you've got a blockage, like he said, I love how you did the T. That's going to be called the T. You got that block. Get that top of the T out of there. How can they reach out to you? Because I'm sure people are going to have many questions about their blockage and if you can help them. How can they reach out to you?
Well, people can reach me by probably the easiest way is my email, keith@journeyinwardoutward.com. That's the name of my practice is Journey Inward. JourneyOutward.com. So Keith at JourneyInwardOutward.com, or they can call me. My mobile number is 470-844-9374. Almost, and it just went away. 404-844-9374. Those two ways to find me pretty easily.
And I'm going to put a challenge. I've been doing this on my podcast. I'm going to put a challenge out there. The first two people that reach out to Keith is going to let me know who you are, get your contact info. I'm going to send you both a gift. So that's how much I believe. And this gift is coming from me, not from Keith. It's coming from me. That's how much I believe in what Keith does. I want you guys to reach out to him. I'm being very persistent on this because I've referred to sleep issues to people, to Keith for people. There's so many issues out there. Please reach out to him and just have a conversation. Let's see if he can help. And then from there, we'll see what happens. Right, Keith?
Absolutely. I'm so pleased that you would do that. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's again, sometimes we have to do a little nudge to make that call or make that email. And I love the nudge. You're talking and you're talking one-on-one sessions. Do you ever do group sessions?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do group sessions. In fact, I'm getting ready to start a stop smoking group. It was focused. It's been originally focused on, you know, here's a company employer and he's got employees who want to stop smoking. We will do a group for them, but I'm very open to doing groups for corporations, but also creating a group for 10, 15, 20 individuals who want to stop smoking to be in a group. I also have a program, really, really powerful, unique program for weight loss. It's the most effective, odd, bizarre method for losing weight I've ever seen. Convincing your subconscious mind that you have actually had gastric band surgery in a hospital, that your stomach is about that big, and consequently, when you eat, you are quickly filled up. You only eat until you're filled. You do not overeat. So when you go to a restaurant, you order your dinner and you say, bring me a box. So they bring your meal and they bring a box and you take half of it, put it in the box, take it home, because you know you're going to eat half of that and you're going to be stuffed. The byproduct is losing weight. But what has really happened is through hypnosis, your attitude and your relationship to food has changed. And I would contend that the reason we all need to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds is because we eat like mama told us. Eat all of the food on your plate because there are starving kids in China. So we eat and we eat and we, and you go to a restaurant, look at all the food they bring. They just incredible amounts of food. So it's the amount of food that we eat at every meal. And there's also a feeling of, oh boy, I feel good. Oh, that feels good. Let me undo my belt because that just feels good to be stuffed.
Yeah.
Hypnosis, we make those feelings dissipate. So I'm also going to do a group called virtual gastric band hypnosis program to help people change their attitude towards food.
That's amazing, Keith. I was part of a health club for 22 years, 78 to 2000, with my family. Yeah. People that know me and are listening to this know, you know, that was part of my life. I wish I had you back then, because personal trainers can only go so far. The eating is the key, 80%. We hear that all the time. Nutrition is 80% of it. So if you have a weight problem or looking to lose weight, reach out to them. It's another great reason. Obesity is an epidemic in this country. Absolutely. Because of restaurants. It's part of it. So, man, I could talk to him, Al Keith all day. But let's talk about your favorite book. You showed me earlier. I love the book you're going to mention.
I'm glad you brought this up with me because I read a lot of books about business because I didn't always do hypnosis. I've been in other businesses before hypnosis practice. So I've always wanted to be a student of how businesses are created, how they're run, and how you do messaging and branding. Because ultimately, part of the success of a business is in the messaging that that business puts out before the public. And one of the best books I've ever read is by Donald Miller. It's Building a Story Brand. And what he talks about in that book is taking the audience, your audience, on the journey of an audience, the client, and who the hero is and who the pro. It's basically storytelling. And he does a great job of how to build a story for your company, how to build a story into your website. And so Donald Miller, to me, is sort of the guru of business development.
I've read that. It's a great book. And interesting enough, this podcast, I think you told us 5 stories, maybe 6 in this podcast, because it tells your story, tells what people can understand about your business.
Right.
I know your business now much better than I did the last few times we met. And that's why I love doing these shows, because I want the audience, I want you to hear, listen to this again if you have to, but it's pretty basic. You've got a blockage in your journey in life, reach out to Keith. And let's have him help. Let's help you get past that and see if he can help. Like I said, he'll do a discovery call or an email, whatever way he communicates with you. He'll want to find out if it's me. He's not going to jump in charge. He's too much of a servant to do that. He wants to help you, but he wants to make sure he can help you.
Yeah.
And like you said, you do 100% of the work. If I'm your client, I got to do 100% of the work on my side too. So it's got to be a yin yang type of thing. Well, that being said, we're coming to the end of the show. Like I said just a little bit earlier, we could talk for hours, but I think it'd be just me and you after that. So let's get this show closed up. But you've given us so many golden nuggets here, Keith. I really appreciate that so much, and you're a blessing. Can you give me one more piece of advice you can give my audience on their journey?
The thing that comes to mind, And I talk about this every time I do public speaking. I'll talk to people and I'll end with this. My father taught me when I was a kid, you get what you get in life because you do what you do. There's a direct relationship between your behavior and your results. And I took that with me for a long, long time. But at some point, as I got a little bit older, I said, you know, Keith, you've done some pretty stupid things. Why do we do what we do? And I ponder that, and I study that, and I read that. So I now go back to say that my father said, you get what you get because you do what you do. And now I add to that, you do what you do because you believe what you believe about yourself, about the world you live in. You believe what you believe, or you do what you do because you believe what you believe. Why do I believe what I believe? Because you think what you think. The results in my life begin with what I'm thinking about and what I'm focused on. And if I'm not getting the right results, it very well may be because I'm not thinking the right thoughts. And those thoughts are dominoing out to this reality. So you get what you get because you do what you do. You do what you do because you think what you think. And you think what you think because you believe what you believe.